Hello, folks. Off Grid Gary. Today is Sunday, day after Christmas. And we have been talking about prepping and why we should prep, what we should prep. Well, I'm going to tell you, the time for prepping has been way past now. So, we've talked about non-perishables, so forth, yada, 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 and on our prep talks. But to be fair, those of you who are more advanced in prepping, we'll just say, who have your own place, who have your own land, who, to be fair, isn't in debt, who has thought about growing perennial vegetables? Now, if you have a place to grow a garden or a flower bed, why not put perennial vegetables in? You know, me and a friend was talking about this the other day. He goes, you know, people plant all kinds of stupid flowers in their flower beds for prettiness. And he goes, I understand it helps with bees, so forth. But he said, why not have perennial vegetables that have flowers and food? And that got me to thinking, what kind of variety of vegetables can we get? Well, I got to look at it, and there's piles of them. And it all goes back down to wild edibles. And if they're perennials and they come back every year, they have perennial fall vegetables and spring vegetables. So that means spring and fall, you get every year crops coming back and forth. That is a good long-term prep for every year. You know, you can can this and have canned food. Some of the other little preps for is like berry bushes, plum trees, long-term apple trees, you know. Think of something in a five-year window, seven-year window, 10-year window. You know, what you want to see on your property growing at that time. Food prep is a must. If you don't have a food prep, you'll starve. So, we're not talking so much a disaster come through and knock your power out. We're talking, what position are you in if everything shuts off tomorrow? Let's just say tomorrow morning when you get up, nothing will open. There's no power. Cell phone's not working. Let's just say everything just shut off. What would you do? Now, when you wake up and realize nothing is working, your cell phone's not working, your lights ain't coming on, you turn TV on, there's no power. So we'll just say, even for the sake, let's say you have power. Let's just say you wake up, everything is just hit the fan. You have power. Let that sink in for a minute. You turn TV on, there's nothing there because it's just blank channels because nothing's on. What are you going to do? You know, do you, first of all, if your cell phone ain't working, your TV ain't working, you can't call or find out what's going on. So, you know, well, I'll get my vehicle. Depending on the scenario, the vehicle may start, may not start. Okay, let's go under the assumption it doesn't start. Well, there you are again going, I wonder what happened. Let me turn on a radio. The radio don't work. You know, what would you do at that point? What would be the first thing you would do? I mean, are you going to go into a complete panic frenzy and wonder what just happened? Or are you going to go, well, I'm going to sit down and wait till somebody contacts me? You know? I hope nothing like this never happens to anybody. I really do. I don't want nothing like this to happen to you. I don't want nothing bad to happen to anybody. This is why we prep people. You see what's going on in the world, just like I do. I mean, everybody has their own opinion and has their own take on it. And I'm not here to talk with you about that. All I'm here to talk with you about is prepping. We see something that most of us don't like. That's a given, but you still have to survive. You still want to thrive and survive. This isn't, we're not talking about, look back at the way it used to be, when you had small communities, everybody kind of had to work together as a community to thrive. And from what I'm seeing now, people aren't thriving together. If you don't have a thriving buddy per se, you're doing it pretty much for the wrong reason. I'll go out of my way to help anybody. And to be fair, if I see somebody that's hungry, I would try to feed them. I seen somebody that was just in need. They broke down, whatever. I'd do what I could to get them on the way. But on the flip side of that coin, if I catch somebody stealing from me or breaking in my house, they're gonna be lucky if I don't shoot them, This is to where we're coming from, people. I mean, you might be in a position where you can kind of take care of yourself, but if you don't have anybody to rely on with you, and I say this, I'm not talking prepper group. I'm talking about in your community, there's a group of people that you always have their back, per se. It could be somebody down the road, it could be somebody down the street, somebody you go to church with. It's somebody you know that you can trust. Somebody you know that if you have a problem, you go to that person and go to them. Well, in my scenario, I know lots of people, and I know lots of good people. We live in a great little town. And for most folks, they kind of help with everybody. I mean, if somebody has a problem, people get together and try to take care of it. The towns that do that will thrive, in bad case scenarios. I mean, we Grant Parish showed it when Hurricane Laura came through. Everybody stood up, went out, worked, got everybody up and going, and it was a good thing because it showed how everybody could work to rebuild, to get back. A lot of your bigger places aren't so that way, I tell people when they want to prep, secure them a good place for starters, someplace you can hang your head, call it home, and stock it with non-perishables and start growing some food. If you're in a position where you have livestock of some kind, give it, whether it's a few chickens, a few rabbits. But let me tell you something about rabbits. If you have rabbits, they're a really good source because you have rabbit poop. There's fertilizer for everything right now. And if you have chickens, you take that chicken manure and you put it aside for next year and your dirt that you're going to mix your compost pile with. Next year, you'll have a good bed for that. But rabbit poop is right now fertilizer. You got meat, you've got fertilizer. And you can use your ear and feet, dehydrate them, and use them for like dog treats. I mean, there's a lot of good uses to rabbits. Rabbit is a good meat to have. Chickens, another one. They make eggs, and you have chicken, and you have fertilizer. Goats, kind of the same thing. You get milk. But with rabbits, they give you meat, but they also give you poop. Everything gives you poop, but rabbit poop is really, really good for all vegetables. I mean, just throw it on your hull, or you can water it with it. It works great in our self-wicking beds. I mean, this is after Christmas. We still have tomato plants, bell pepper plants that haven't been frost killed yet, and they're still going. Granted, it's 80 degrees today, but we have had crossed already a couple times. So this is the thing, like the other day, we ran into a good deal, got 37 pallets for $31. We built some pallet benches and we walled in under our solar panels and made our patio where it's kind of got a windbreak now. It's really nice. We're always looking at ways. You say the pallet thing. Well, that's kind of a prep because it saved us from buying a whole bunch of materials. Because you priced wood, I'm sure, if you need DIY project, wood is very expensive right now. Pallets, I got them for under $1 a piece. I mean, that was cheap. And I got a lot of great pallets. I made two big, nice pallet benches and I walled in all under my solar panels and I still got a stack of pallets. So, I mean, it was a win-win. Anything you can buy for your homestead to improve the way you live is a plus because let's be honest, folks, when the crap hits the fan and whatever you have is what you have to live with, if you have living animals and you have vegetables and you can keep those going, you keep going. You have your food. And if you're fortunate enough to have solar power, then you have a way to store that food and keep going. It's a lot to think about and it's a lot to take in. Real quick, we opened up a TikTok channel under Off Grid Gary. There's a lot of we got a few little videos up there going now. Little sketches, this kind of thing. Kind of fun channel just to kind of go through and throw a quick fun video up. We're still on YouTube. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. Of course, we're here on Anchor. We're on a lot of the podcasts now. If you want to get a hold of us, get a hold of us. We'd love to do a, what I would call an interview or a duet type thing with a podcast. I'm all up for it. Give us a holler. We're going to have this one a little short this week because, like I say, we've been really busy, a lot going on with the solar job. Before I forget, let me give a shout out to Big Battery because Big Battery has now put me in an affiliate program, which is really nice. We're going to be doing a 9K lithium battery on a Bad Boy Buggy, which will be on YouTube when it's out. And we're also on the solar job next month we're also using the 17K big battery over there as well. And look, guys, if you're gonna upgrade from lead acid to lithiums, click on to bigbattery.com. And the reason why I'm saying this, the batteries that you buy through ordinary companies for the lithium, Big Battery is half the price. And I'll tell you the difference. If you live off grid and you have lead acid batteries and you go to a lithium, it's like going back on the grid. And with Big Battery, you just order a lithium. They come with a 10-year warranty. And whether it's a small lithium or a big lithium, their packs or their house pack, their I'll say off-grid packages. I have a 10K lithium battery. Man, we run everything. It works really good. Now, granted, when I say we run everything, we still conserve on what we run, but now we run that coffee pot more. We can turn the coffee pot on in the morning, this kind of thing. The lithium really does work. Like on a sunny day, and it's hot, we run our air conditioner and we don't have to worry about the clouds coming in and putting the battery out. With the lithium, everything is just a lot better all the way around. I mean, it's just like, I mean, I welded the other day in the dark at nighttime. Didn't even take I mean, didn't even hurt the battery. These things rock. And so anytime you can invest in like a lithium battery for your project, you are automatically getting way more power for starters, and you're getting a battery that lasts a lot longer. So whether you're charging it on solar or you're just using it as a lithium battery that you plug into the wall and charge and then use for whatever, these packs work. And they work very efficiently. I'm not giving them a free ad, but I'm just letting you know we're doing a lot of stuff now with lithiums. We're going to be building an off-road buggy in the near future, and we'll most definitely put a lithium pack on it. And Yeah, we got lots of little things going on. We've been really, really busy, but I just wanted to kind of talk with you about some of our upcoming projects and what we're doing. And and if you want to buy one of these big batteries, we are an affiliate program. Get with me. I can give you a promotion code. You can get 10% off the price of one of these batteries. Helps you out. It helps me out. They'll actually pay me 10% for selling you the battery. But what's nice is you get the 10% off already, and these batteries rock. Helps you out, helps me out. You get a big discount, and it's a win-win. But and again, we've been really, really busy. We've got a lot of things going on. We have TikTok channel up. We're looking at getting some more animals. We're looking at possibly getting a sawmill for the homestead. We have a lot of stuff we're kind of getting our hands in, getting turned, and trying to get to where we're more self-reliant all the way around. So check out our YouTube channel. We're going to start putting some new stuff up really soon. And sorry for the delay on a lot of this stuff, but you can go to Facebook on look up Mall Family Homestead. Myself, Gary Mall, I have a page on there as well. Off the Grid and on Solar is another Facebook page we have. We're on Twitter as well. Just look us up. If you want to get a hold of us, message us. We'll be more happy to talk with you. We've been waiting for the weather to cool off so we can start smoking cheese again. We've smoked some cheese, but not smoked as much as we wanted to. But it has been crazy busy. So, like I said, just wanted to catch up with everybody and give them a list of stuff that they want to prep for. And if there's anything you're interested, don't forget to look me up. We're more than happy to message you, call you, whatever, call me, however you want to do it. But be vigilant, be safe, and we'll talk to you again. We'll see you next month. Bye.